far we've got to go. And I pray simply, Father, that you touch the hearts of those that listen today, that they would respond to your call upon their life to give and to sow into this ministry. Father, move today through South Florida and prepare the hearts of those that you would have to give and to sow into this ministry so that our needs would be met. We ask it in Jesus' name, and touch Connie, Francesco, yes, Kathy, the others that come in here today with us and help here at WCNO. Father, give us strength today to carry on. Lord, we ask it all in Christ Jesus' name. And amen.
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 Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Amen. Well, good morning, everybody. It's 6:45. Well, 6:46 now at WCNO. And we are beginning our fifth day of our prayer and praise time, that time of year that we come to you and share the news. Perhaps it's old news, but the news that WCNO is a listener-supported ministry. Many of you know that already. You've already given. And I want to tell you how grateful, listen to me, friends, how grateful,
yes,
how thankful we are for your support. You know, I think sometimes that maybe during our prayer and praise time, we get excited and people are calling in. And, you know, Alan, you know, when he would say something, he says, please and thank you.
Yes.
And we're saying please and thank you today because we do need your help. And please, if you can, do what you can today. And we truly are thankful for you, your prayers, and your financial giving when you give to keep this Christian radio ministry on the air. Our total so far, this is where we are as we begin the morning. We are at $60,386.
Oh, praise God.
All Isn't right. that good?
That's great.
And we have quite a ways to go yet. Listen to this, everyone. $134,614 to go. And that's how far we have to go. We're going to hopefully, prayerfully,
yes,
we're trusting God.
Yes, we are.
That the people of God will get a want to today.
That's right.
And kindle a little fire under them. And that possibly, just maybe, we could be halfway home by 6 o'clock tonight. Now, if we do that, we've got to have a banner day today.
That's
we've
right.
got to have a miracle day today.
Yes,
but
do.
I believe in miracles.
Yes, I do too.
And we're going to ask you to go to the phones this morning and give right away. We have folks here to take your call. And we will add your gift to that we've already received. Whether or not you make a gift this morning, we're asking you to make a pledge. All right? To step out in faith and say, I can give $10, I can give $100, I can give $1,000, whatever it is that you feel that the Lord would lead you to give for the support of this radio ministry. We're asking you to call it in and to call it in as soon as possible because 6 o'clock's coming and we hope to be halfway home by the end of the day. I don't know how we're going to do that, but all things are possible.
Yes, they are.
To them that believe. We were reading Philippians 4:13. I can do all things.
Yes,
we can do it if we have the mind to. So if you're out there this morning, I know it's bright and early. Maybe you're still trying to get that coffee pot to make the coffee.
That's
and
right.
you're trying to get the breakfast ready. But if you have just a minute or two, why not pick up the phone and call and make your pledge this morning?
Yes, call us toll-free at 1-888-221-8990. Locally, 772-221-1100.
And those lines are open this morning, and we're looking for our first caller of the day.
The wake-up call.
We've
yes.
had a little time in the psalm. We've had a little time of prayer. We're going to be praying throughout the day for needs, and the phone lines are open.
There we go. The wake up call.
There's a first call. Waking up.
Bless you.
Amen. There's somebody priming the pump.
There you go.
Getting it going here this morning. And we're ready for that.
So I heard a here I am.
Here I am.
Here I am.
I'm ready to stand in the gap, to fill in the hedge.
Yes, Lord.
You know, we had some gifts came in yesterday in the mail, and there were some prayer requests there. We had, mail was light yesterday, and there's only a handful of gifts that came back. Many of them were already accounted for. We added the others in to our totals. But we have a prayer request, and I'm sorry I didn't write down the name of who this was from, but it's a prayer request for Jeff and Brandy and her unborn twin. She's been encountering some difficulty. So Jeff and Brandy are expecting
twins.
And we want to lift up Brandy to the Lord in prayer this morning. Heavenly Father, we lift up Jeff and Brandy, and we thank you, Father, for their lives today, and they're expecting twins soon, and Brandy's been having some difficulty. And so, Father, we lift her up to you this morning, and we pray, Father God, that you would touch her and minister to her, and that you would see that she has no complications during her pregnancy, and Father, that she would deliver two beautiful, healthy children, and that they would be a joy to her and to her husband Jeff for a long, long, long time.
Yes,
that they would be a blessing to the family. I know that they're looking forward to that. And we pray, dear God, your blessings for health on the entire family. Lord, we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
And then I have a another gift that came in yesterday. And Donna sent along a prayer request. Donna from Port St. Lucie. And says, please pray for my husband, who is dealing with prostate cancer, for my mom, who lives alone and needs help with everyday living chores, for my son and grandson, who are at odds with each other and not speaking to each other. So some requests there from Donna. So Heavenly Father, we lift up Donna's husband to you this morning. Lord, you know that he's suffering from cancer. He's dealing with that cancer. And we don't know that he's in any pain or whether he is suffering or not, but we know, Father, that it's a concern. And we pray, Lord, that you would touch him and deliver him from that cancer, that it would fade away and that he would have no further complications or problems with that. And we ask, Father God, that you bring healing and health and wholeness to Donna's husband today. We lift up her mother to you, Lord, who lives alone and needs some help with the everyday living chores, Father. We ask, dear God, that you give her that help that she needs and strengthen her. Lord, we ask it in Christ's name. And for her son and grandson who are at odds with each other today, Lord, we pray, Lord, that there would be a reconciliation.
Yes.
And that they would turn their hearts one to the other in love. Father, life is too short for brothers and sisters and husbands and wives and sons and fathers to be at odds with each other. And so we ask, Lord, that you minister to this situation, that they would reconcile their differences and find it in their heart to forgive one another and to make that relationship what it should be.
Yes, Father.
Father, we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, good morning again, everybody. Our time 6:54. We have our first gift of the morning from Marie in Port St. Lucie. And Marie is not only giving the first time gift
first
this
time.
Morning, the first gift this morning. Marie is a first time giver.
Please,
joining
bless
us
you.
As a member of the family of WCNO and a gift of $50 to get things started here this morning. So Marie, God bless you. Thank you so much. We appreciate that. Our phone lines are open at 888-221-8990. That's 888-221-8990. You can call that number, make your gift of support, and get us off to a good start here today. We're going to get back to some music this morning. Well, you can also give online.
That's right, at WCNO.com. And you can make a pledge or an online credit card donation right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we hope that you'll do that. All right, blessed be your name.
Yes,
as we listen to this, we'll be at the phones waiting for your call. We are $336 away from our first $1,000 level of the morning. 888-221-8990.
Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful, where your streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name when I'm found in this desert place, though I walk through the wilderness. Blessed be your name.
But I know that you're faithful, and I know that you're able.